program, this is EcoTalk, where we spend a lot of time discussing how we get around the fuel efficiency of our cars, the dangerous toxins coming out of our tailpipes. Our next guest, Jeff Gearhart of HealthyCar.org, is going to discuss the first ever consumer guide to toxics inside of our vehicles. You know, that new car smell that hits us when we open the door, luring us to purchase the vehicle? It may be spewing out toxic pollutants from the dashboard, the steering wheel, armrests, and seats, pretty much from all over. Jeff's organization tested some 200 of the latest 2006-07 cars and released their results at www.healthycar.org. We're pleased to welcome him to the program.
Well, thanks for having me. Our message is that it isn't just what comes out of the tailpipes that is an issue in terms of pollution from cars, and that people need to be aware of what is inside their vehicle. And as you said, we tested about 209 vehicles, and we tested them for a 12 different components in the vehicle, and we tested them for a whole set of chemicals.
Mm. Okay, so it was 200 vehicle types?
Yeah, we tested, I think we probably got about 90% of the new 2006-2007 vehicles that you can actually go to a dealership and buy right now.
Mm. Okay, so tell us, first of all, what is the harm? Do we know yet any kind of health problems that have been connected to these substances?
Well, it's interesting. We've been doing research on cars for a couple of years, and for a number of these chemicals in vehicles, we find levels that are 5 to 10 times higher than what you would see in a home or an office. And a recent study out of Japan showed that levels of chemicals in the cars, called the volatile chemicals, VOCs, are about double that of health guidelines in the first month after you purchase a vehicle.
Mm.
So,
go ahead. What are they? I mean, are they a necessary part of, you know, the car contents, or is it merely cosmetic, car cosmetics, and something that they put in there to, you know, I guess if we didn't know better, we would think that's a good smell.
Right. Well, the chemicals we highlight in our study are chemicals that are used in fabrics, foams, plastics, other materials in the vehicle to give the materials and engineering function, so to give the fabric a soft touch, or to create a soft touch plastic, or to give it particular strength, or to give it a flame retardancy. So that's why these chemicals are put in the vehicles. What our study shows, though, is that there's plenty of examples of vehicles out there that are produced without these chemicals, and that you can have a safe vehicle that meets flame retardancy standards, that meets all the other safety standards without the use of these chemicals. So that's an important thing. At HealthyCar.org, you can go and look at each vehicle segment, whether you're looking for an SUV or a small car. You can see which cars in that vehicle segment are safer for the chemicals we looked at.
I mean, the reason I asked that last question is there are some odors that smell toxic, like when you fresh paint can sound, at least to me, can smell dangerous, unhealthy. But
right.
Maybe I've been conditioned, like a lot of people. You know, I grew up with a father who loved to buy and sell cars. So that new car smell was associated with something exciting, new, novel, happy. I mean, is that really all it is? Because, or is it really just a bad smell that we've come to think is good? Is it conditioning,
I mean,
or is it really just chemical?
The car smell is literally made up of hundreds of chemicals. And we've highlighted some of those in this study, one of it, which is a plasticizer called phthalates, that definitely makes up part of the smell. And that's used in one particular polymer, a polyvinyl chloride, pretty extensively to give it flexibility. And that is a chemical that is gradually building up in our bodies, has a wide range of health effects. And but the interesting thing in our study to emphasize this is that we found a lot of vehicles that are using non-PVC plastics and that have much lower levels of this in them.
Okay, so I want to ask you before we run out of time about what role temperature can play. I imagine if the windows are rolled up and it's very hot and it's a new car, you're going to get a lot more off-gassing. And how long does it generally take for these compounds to dissipate?
Right. Temperature, cars are a unique environment, exposed to very high temperatures, up to 190 degrees Fahrenheit. high amounts of solar exposure, all of which can accelerate the release and, in some cases, the breakdown of chemicals in vehicles. And by breakdown, I mean some of these chemicals can actually break down into more hazardous chemicals. So we highly recommend that people ventilate their vehicle, that people frequently clean the interior of their vehicle, that people use solar shades. All of these things can help mitigate the overall exposure that you would have in a vehicle. But ultimately, we want the manufacturers to produce vehicles without these chemicals because you do have a reservoir of these chemicals in the materials in your vehicle, and they are going to be released over time, which can be years and years.
So even if you don't smell it anymore as the car, you know, driver or passenger, there still is some emitting over months or over years?
Over years. Some of these flame retardants, which actually don't have any smell to them, are gradually released as materials wear and foams break down. You're going to end up still having those released over time. So the mix of the chemicals being released changes over time, but it's still a consistent occurrence in the vehicle.
Thank you for your research. We're going to send people to the website because we didn't even get to your 10 best and worst picks. We've been speaking with Jeff Gearhart of HealthyCar.org. Lots of great information there. I highly recommend you check it out. And we'll be back right after these messages.